This will be an interesting way to wrap up the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all right. I'll give him one more crack at it. Although I am totally fed up. Totally fed up. I'm not doing anything for him, but I will take his calls. Michael from Stuttgart, what's up?
Stuttgart giveth and he taketh away. Of course, you had a chance for ratings bonanza.
I don't need you for ratings, Michael. You should have caught on to that by now.
Well, we're going to have a bonanza the other morning, and now there's a lot of people mad. And it's not because people want to decide who they hate more, because my perspective is unique. Now, you never gotten that, and that's fine. Justin, you never will.
That's not true, Michael. I have sung your praises about your talent for years and years, and that has never been in question.
Well, let's make a deal, Monty Hall.
I don't want to make a deal. I'm done making deals with you. I've tried to help you many times over, Michael, but all you do is you hide behind your little Facebook page and you play your little games and you agree to do certain things and then you don't follow through. I don't associate with people like you. Now,
what
I will do, though, for you is I will let you continue to call the show and be one of the best callers we've ever had, and that'll be the end of it, because that's as far as you're going to get with me, pal. You blew your chance over and over again. You've been afforded opportunity after opportunity, and you've either not shown up or you peed in the bowl of Cheerios that has been offered to you, my friend. You are done with this.
Yeah, here's the thing, Justin.
But keep calling.
Everything's under the guise of something. You know, you got to dunk a basketball.
That's it. You're not special. Everybody's got to jump through hoops, Michael. You have no idea what people go through to get a break in this industry. And if you're not willing to play the little reindeer games, you don't get to play at all. Stay off the sleigh.
Hey, that's them and I'm me. That's why
you're not special. That's your problem. You have an ego problem, Michael. You don't have a talent problem. You have an ego problem. You don't have a talent problem. You got an ego problem. You got to get yourself in check. When you have a reasonable expectation and understanding of your place in the world, that's when you might be able to succeed. You are a talented individual, but you can't get out of your own freaking way, Mike.
I agree to that. Hey, let me say this as far as Tommy Smith was. I'm very disappointed. And by the way, guys, I apologize because I called yesterday morning to say, hey, look, guys, I was wrong. I overreacted to Justin. You know, you did piss me off there when you put me on hold. You know?
Yeah, how dare you be put on hold like every other caller that's ever called any station in America, Michael. You're so special. You should have a hotline number.
It doesn't happen to me when I call the other shows, but I called your show, and I never should have called your show. So that was my mistake. I actually called in yesterday morning to say, hey, guys, I'll do the debate. It's all good. And then Tommy wouldn't take my call.
That's right, because you know what? You know what he's doing? He's defending one of his coworkers because you were out of line. You know what you were doing? You're slandering me all over the place as much as you could. You're way out of line. You're lucky I took your call today. The bottom line is you go too far, Mike. And if you're not going to show a basic level of respect for other people, you're not going to be afforded any opportunities. I'll at least let you call the station. Those guys don't want to take your calls ever again. And I respect that and I appreciate that because that's what friends do for each other. They're sticking up for me.
No, you let a guy have a couple DUIs, and all of a sudden he's ready to be your lapdog, huh? Hey, when Tommy Smith wants to debate me, he can have another drink, get his nerve up. How's that sound?
See, again, Michael, you don't understand basic respect for other human beings. That's your problem. You are, as I've said many times over, you are a sociopath. You don't understand how society works. You don't understand how to interact with other people. You're a terrible human being, Michael.
I'm going to have you fired.
You're just a terrible person, Mike. You're a bad, bad guy. That's the bottom line. Tiger Bait, for all his faults, is not a bad human being. You're a terrible person. I don't know if your parents didn't love you enough. I don't know if you're not happy with your place in the world, but you clearly are not a good person, and I hate it for you. I'm sad for you.
Let me say this as far as that goes. Justin, I would give my life for a bum on the street tomorrow I didn't even know just because that's what inside me. So don't pretend you know me because this doesn't begot that. I know in your small little myopic mind it does, but trust me, I wouldn't do it, and I would save somebody.
You're a bad person. You want me to take a vote? You want me to do a zone insta poll on whether you're a bad guy or not? I think it'll be pretty safe.
Hey, let me say this. If Tiger Bait wants to go in here and talk with impunity now, hey, I'll be there tomorrow at 12:30 against Tiger Bait.
No, you blew your chance, bro. You blew your chance over and over again. You're not to be counted on. You're a guy that can't be counted on, and that's one of the worst things I can say about somebody.
I can be counted on when no one else can, and maybe we'll take it to another show. Of course, you're going to shut it down.
Take it. Take it somewhere else. Nobody cares. You're not going to do it on this station, I promise you that, because Rainwater won't have anything to do with you. Trey Schaap doesn't want to do it because he doesn't like Tiger Bait. So you got all sorts of problems built in here, and you're not going to do it on my show.
Maybe I'll talk to the guys at Overtime, and we'll do the thing right. We won't have to worry about the way that we're
going. Trey doesn't like Tiger Bait, so that's not going to happen. What else you got? You got any other ideas?
You'd like to see him get stomped, and I'd gutter stomp him. If I could do it on your show
tomorrow. Yeah, you could, blah, blah, yada, yada. I've heard it all before, bro. Look, the bottom line is you've been given many opportunities to show your talent in a way that you have not been given before, and you continue to blow it, Mike. It's unfortunate, it's sad, and it's too bad that you can't get out of your own freaking way. Maybe someday you'll grow up enough to learn how to respect other people, and then you'll get these chances that you think you so richly deserve.
Justin, how'd you lose your wedding ring over in Pine Bluffs? You want to tell your wife what the real thing is?
How I did what?
How'd you lose your wedding ring over in Pine Bluff?
I took it off when I was playing golf like I do every other time I play golf, Mike. You got anything else?
I heard something else, partner.
Did you? did you?
Yeah, you mean to tell you what I heard?
Sure, Mike. Yeah, you tell me all about it, you freaking idiot.
This is secondhand knowledge, and this is alleged. I'm not accusing.
It's not knowledge, Mike. This is called hearsay and nonsense. I just told you what happened, but that's not really what it's about. You're a terrible person, Mike. You're a bad guy. You're just—it's unfortunate. You are really—it's to your own detriment. It's so sad to me, because you really are a talented guy, but you're really just a terrible person.
She said you gave her $5, but she felt sorry for you and ashamed, so she gave you change back. She said she didn't know
that's,
who you
and
were.
And see, Mike, this is beneath you. That's not even creative. That's
libelous.
Not even semi-creative. That's so stupid and lame and pathetic, even for you. Okay, you've talked enough, Mike, say goodbye for the last time.
I think you can sort of see the resources in his mind when he's relegated to spreading lies and stuff.
Yeah, well, all I know is this. That's enough already. So the next time, Mike, you come to me, I'm going to lose my ring down your throat when I punch in the mouth.
I mean, that's wading into territory that's unnecessary.
Well, but there are so many things. Okay, so he's taking shots at guys?
Yeah, I mean,
not just
only
me,
you,
but
other
Tommy
people,
too.
Yeah, I mean, I understand where
enough.
You guys are coming
you know what?
From.
That's enough. That's enough already. That's enough already.
Here we were having a nice little radio show.
We were. Mike's a bad guy. That's the bottom line. I mean, I've tried to afford the guy the opportunity. I've tried to look past all the limitations that he has as a human being because I do think he's talented as a caller. I think he's very well informed. He's certainly a passionate sports fan. He's just such a terrible person. You can't relate to somebody like that. It's too bad. It's really sad.
Someone named Christy on the phone, too.
Honey,
that's not her. I thought the same thing.
No, it's not your wife.
Oh, that's good.
But Michael's a freaking idiot.
Thank you. Well said. Anybody else want to smash Michael before we go? We're almost out of time.
I don't think she's the only
Kevin?
Christy to think that.
Hey, Justin, that was an ass kicking right there.
I feel bad for Michael. I do.
That was great. And the one thing you're wrong about, he's not talented. But I've been waiting for 3 years for somebody to call him out, and you finally did. Amen, brother.
All right. Thanks, man.
You go on. See ya.
All right. Phil, appreciate you.
Thank you.
That was fun. Tomorrow we get back to where we want to be, which is the zone look back over the first 6 months of good clips, none of which are Michael from Stuttgart's. It is amazing, Michael. We've been able to stay on the air all this time without your help. Quite remarkable. We are at Middleton Heat and Air tomorrow. Certain people need to cool off.
Overwhelming support coming in right now.
Thank you, big guy. Appreciate you, Matt. You're a good man.
Well, you got my support.
That's it. Okay, well, good. Now, everything that needed to be said has been said, so now we can move on already. That'll be good. All right. Say a prayer for Michael. He needs it. Overtime's coming up next. Don't forget, Trav's baseball tonight. That's your first place, Arkansas Travelers, if you need him.
Be there.